Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Two four eight 5-3-9-97-97. It's the Valenti Show with Rico. I am in for Mr. Valenti, who will be back Monday. Kenny Cott, David Hull. We'll have Who Said It coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Tiger baseball coming up at 6:15. Jackson Jobe on the mound. Hey, Riley Green snapped out of it yesterday. 3 hits. They beat the Royals game 2. Like I said, tomorrow night. On these airwaves, 6 o'clock, from the world's most famous arena, as they say, the Detroit Pistons will be taking on the New York Knicks. Game 1, first round NBA playoffs. And if you've listened to this show, Mike has always talked about the New York Post. And growing up on the East Coast, like he did and I did, the New York Post was always something that you love to read, especially, you know, the back page, and they have very creative headlines. They're critical. It's of either their own teams or other things in the world. But the back page cover is always, you know, dedicated to sports. And on their cover today, the back cover, they have, there's a little on the banner. It says Aaron Rips Aaron, which is Aaron Rodgers on Aaron Glenn crime. And then there's this big picture of one Cade Cunningham with little pictures of Reggie Miller, Trey Young, and P.J. Brown, if you remember him, and the bold lettering next to Cade in the picture is Ready, Villain, and Able. Cade could be the next in MSG Parthenon of Hate if Knicks don't take care of business versus Pistons. And I get it. Cade's the best player on the Knicks rivals roster. I just have never looked at Cade as villainous as especially Reggie Miller, Trey Young, and P.J. Brown was always innocuous to me anyway, but he, you know, was kind of physical at times, and he made some big shots against the Knicks in that series when he played for the Miami Heat back in the day when they had the brawl at the end, and some Knicks were suspended for Game 7 in the Heat. I believe it was an 8 seed upset the Knicks, and it was a 5-game series back then, if my memory is correct. But, Rico, do you look at Cade Cunningham as a villain?
I don't see him as a villain, but in New Yorkers, I can see how he is a villain because you got to remember the last time they were there in Madison Square Garden, Cade went off.
Yes.
He went off in the Garden.
Both games this year he went off.
And I think New Yorkers can see that, and they remember, and yeah, it is a little bit of PTSD. I was shocked when I saw them in the same category because, yeah, as I've said it before, Trey Young, that became his coming out party to the entire NBA. He went out and did it on the big stage in the playoffs against New York, hitting big shots, game-winning shots, scoring 40-some point. Like, he went out there, and Reggie Miller, I mean, I watched that meltdown.
Yes.
That was the epic meltdown of just That was the biggest choke job I've ever seen, ever. Like, he torched them, did the choke sign to Spike Lee, and then it was like you knew once he got the ball, he was going to hit it. Yeah. At some point, guys, can you stop him? No, the Knicks could not stop him.
Right.
And PJ, you know, with the whole fight situation, as you said, I think the Knicks were up 3-1 getting to this fight. And next thing you know, they end up losing in 7 games. So that was problematic. Now they're saying, hey, Cade, because Cade is good, they don't want Cade to have his coming out party against them.
No.
They are afraid of Cade Cunningham.
But to use the term villain, and you being a lover of superheroes, to me, villain and Gotham City has Batman stuff written all over it. To me, the villain that they're going to hate the most is going to be Isaiah Stewart and maybe Ron Holland. And Ben Beasley, too, for the shimmies and all that stuff.
No, see, they look at those guys as just the henchmen.
Okay.
The thugs. Like, oh, okay. You remember the old Batman thing with Adam West.
Right, they had the seconds.
Right, they would always be the henchmen who would go out there and take the beating.
Yes.
While the main villain would, you know, drive away.
Right.
That's what they see, those guys. They don't think that they are a threat. Whereas Cade, they see Cade as a threat. And I was shocked that they revere him so much that when I saw that headline, I was like, wow, okay.
I don't think they revere him so much. I don't even think it's about him.
Mm.
I think it's about themselves. They can't lose this series. And the Knicks fans, they can't lose this. 73 has been the last time they won a championship. They're ready for a championship. And I think it's more about them. Oh, my gosh, we cannot lose again. And if they lose, it would be because of Cade. So they see him as just another reason why we didn't get it done. They're just afraid to lose. They cannot lose this series.
No, you're
period.
Right.
It's okay. Like when we talked about with the Lions, and the Lions fans were, oh, well, we're moving on to the Eagles. No, they're not trying to move on to the next. They're afraid of what Cade can do, and they won't be at the next.
Well, because they want the Celtics.
Yes.
And that's who they'll get next. Because the Celtics are the 2 seed, and they're the 3, so it wouldn't even be the 1 seed. They'll have to play Cleveland if they upset the Celtics in the next round. They got a while to go. I don't think the Knicks are winning a championship.
I don't think so either. I mean, yeah, I think their closest one was a game 7 against the Rockets back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, when John Starks decided like...
John Starks went like 0-11 something.
And Riley, and Riley didn't pull him, right? It was Riley or Van Gundy? I think it was Riley.
No, it was Riley.
Yeah.
Riley didn't pull him. Right. He was awful. Charlie Ward, like their entire backcourt couldn't hit a shot in that game 7.
Well, they were never the same after the Bronco chase in that series.
Was that the Bronco chase series?
I think it was, right? Wasn't it Knicks-Rockets 94?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it is amazing how that chase changed it for them. Not OJ, it changed it for the Knicks.
No, I mean, it's one of those moments. I was having a conversation, give me 20 seconds. It was the Evander Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, and the Fan Man.
Yes.
And Riddick Bowe was beating the snot out of Holyfield. Fan Man lands in the middle of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
They stopped the fight for like 41 minutes. And when they came back, Bo was done. And he never recovered from that. Yeah. I think one more round and the refs are going to be like, nope, this fight's over. So.
Yeah, I do have a question regarding the Pistons, because the Pistons did release their playoff roster. Is there an interesting name on it?
All right, we'll discuss that coming up next. 97 won the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.